That we said one of the stages of the history of the Kutim. Again, just remind ourselves that the Kutim happened in the time of Chizkiyah HaMelech, in the time of Sennacherib, and that means that they're in Bayis Rishon, towards the latter half of Bayis Rishon. And then, according to Tosfos on Gimel Amud Bey, sometime after that they had another Geirus. And then we know that they tried to interrupt the Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the Tosfos says that when they tried to interrupt and they were successful in delaying Bayis Sheni, so then Chazal made a takana that they should be distanced and Gozer al Pita. Just like there's a din that we cannot have Pas Akum is Osir. Mara says that Pas Palter is Mutter. Pas Palter is when we don't really have an identified baker. Pas Akum means they can't have bread that was baked by a goy because it's a Xerif Shem Chasanus. That is in order to limit our ability to sit down and socialize together. Then the Gemara says, but Pas Palter, if it's bread that was baked by an unidentified baker, so then that's mutter. And then the Gemara says that, and then the Yerushalmi says that during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Shabbos, we should refrain from being makel with Pas Palter if we can. There are people who have anhoga to refrain from Pas Palter Bechlal. And I believe Mishulchan Aruch does quote the practice of Aseres Yemei Teshuva to refrain from Pas Palter and only a Pas Yisroel. And Rav Shechter, I believe, holds that the minhag that we've accepted this minhag Lagabe Shabbos also. Rav Shechter holds that the Yerushalmi is more than just a minug. The Yerushalmi actually says that Chazal were not mekel and Pas Palter when it comes to Gabe Shabbos. So I don't know if that nakuda is commonly practiced. And I don't know if people are refraining, if most shuls don't use Pas Palter on Shabbos, will not use boxed cake on Shabbos. Right, I believe, totally and speculatively, that may be where the practice of people baking their own challah for Shabbos began. Because they wanted to be makvid and having, otherwise it's hard to explain, why would Jews be more makvid to bake for Shabbos than bake for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Right, many Jews bake for Shabbos. But then by, so you could say that it has to do with Kovet Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos would be entirely acceptable, but it could be, to me, it would make more sense if there was a practice to be makbid there on Pas Palter, so in order to have bread that they could eat on Shabbos, they would only have Pas Yisroel. There are Jews who practice that then of having Pas Yisroel. So the Gemara of Tosfos says that Bimei Ezra, we can't have goyish bread. We can't have kuti bread bechlal. If you can't have kuti bread, you can't have kuti matzah. So why is the Gemara discussing matzah kuti with teres? Velekel ameimar, and this is quoted in Pirkei Malozer, which is also very interesting. The Tosfos accepts the practice as established Pirkei Malozer as a practice ladina, which again it makes sense because it's recording a historical event. This could not be referring to the Kutim Rishonim, as Tosfos Lishitasai, that there was no change from the Kutim Bishas Sancheriv to the Kutim Bishas Ezra. This has to be referring to the upgraded Kutim as he writes in Gilman Beis, it was after they got their second Geirus and they were Geirei Emes. Because if we're referring to the original Kutim, according to Tosfos, they were not Jewish. Everybody holds that they were Geirei Royus. The Gemara says, and now Tosfos says, so this must be referring to Kutim after the Kutim in Shlav Beit, so to speak. Now, the Ritva points out, but there could have been time in between the upgraded Geirus and the downgraded Vayasheni. All right? Or Ritva may not accept the idea of an upgraded Vayas Geirus. He doesn't accept the idea. He holds that the Machlekes of Geirei Emes and Geirei Arroyos was the Kutim of the time of Sancheiriv, and then there was one downgrade, Bishas Binyan Bayesheni, and a second downgrade that we'll learn about next blot. So therefore the Ritva says there is a period of time from the when they became Geirei Emes to when the downgrade took place, and that's what we're referring to. So Tosfos may not adopt that, because Tosfos may hold that once we are zeroing in on so many different periods of time, then it should become explicit. Because according to Tosfos, there was the Geirei Arroyos period, then there was the Geirei Emes Geirei Machlokes period, and then there was a Bayesheni period, and then there's going to be another period later on. So it could be that that's why Tosfos didn't adopt this suggestion. So Tosfos says that the Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam the Mari Yochel be Isa de Yisrael she osa akuti mimena matza. Okay, so the Birkas Rome points out that here we have an important nakuda with respect to Pas Akum, the Gzeira Pas Akum, right? Because here Tosfos is saying that it's talking about it's owned by a Jew and the Goy baked it. All right, so what creates Pas Akum? Bailus or Rafiyah? That's the Machlekes Rishonim. Right? L'moshel Gabi Yayin, so Stam Yenom has to do with the processing. By Gvina, Gvina's Akum has to do with ownership. Cholav Akum has to do with milking. So there's the Machlekes Rishonim. What was the Gzeira of Pas? Was the Gzeira Pas with like Gevina, that Jewish ownership is what determines whether it's Gevina's Akum or Gevina's Yisrael? In other words, assuming you use the call of Yisrael, but you made cheese out of it. So the separate Gzeira Gevina's Akum. So does Gevina's Akum, did Gevina's Akum, was that ownership or was that processing? So Tosfos seems to say over here, when it comes to this piece of matzah, that it has to be kuti processing, because we want to know they did it l'shem. We did it l'shem. Did they do l'shem matzah? Did they do it with shimur mechametz? So clearly, our sugya is talking about a kuti who's processing. So how can we make kuti that's a kuti processing? He processed it okay. Fine, he processed it okay. Mitam al alach, but it's a kuti who did it. So that means it's going to be Matzah's Akum. It's going to be Pas Akum. It's not going to be kosher anyways. So the Tosfos says, no, it must be that the Jew owns it. And he hired Kutim. Says the Birkas Avraham, you see from here, that Tosfos holds the din of Pas Akum has to do with Bailus. Whether Pas Akum is kosher or not has nothing to do with who's baking the bread. It has to do who owns the bread. And that is the Machlekes Rishonim. Three of the Machlekes. Rishonim will say, Farkeret has nothing to do with ownership. It's like Cholav Yisrael has to do with who is baking. The third Shita that says that if the Goy was involved in kneading and in organizing and shaping the breads and baking, so then it becomes Pas Akum. Need super involvement of a guy. Now we follow the shita halacha lemaisa that baking is what makes it into pas akum, with a further din that this any involvement of a Jew in baking makes it into pas Yisrael. Afilu kisim echad, even if you throw one match into the fire. One of the coolest that apparently is used in America. One of the rabbanim was very involved in the kashrus came up with is that the as long as a Jew turns the light bulb on in the oven, so that adds enough heat to the baking that it's called pas Yisrael. But it's certainly true that if a Jew turns the adds some significant heat to the baking, that that's called pas Yisrael. And then there's a machlekes Ashkenazim and Sfardim that applies to bishul Yisrael, bishul akum. Ashkenazim accept this legabe bishul, and the Sfardim do not accept legabe bishul. Then numerous tshuvas about Sfaradim who go to Ashkenazi yeshivas, how it's supposed to eat, because all the food is not Bishul Yisrael. So again, so what's the point for us? The Tosus makes a diuk over here that because Rome points out that this Tosus must be following the Shita that Isas Yisrael Shosakutim, right? That it belongs to. So this might be, Daniel was saying before, why is it that the Ritva has another option? That it was done during this period of time. After Geirei Emes and before they became Geirei, before the Gzeira of Belozer. Why wasn't it pointed out? If it was for only one period of time. So Lechara, the Ritva has to have another solution. Because the Ritva wants to accommodate the Ramban and the Rashba, as Rebbeim, who say that that this would still be pas akum. Ownership is not the criteria. Baking is the criteria. So therefore, he says, well, another way of looking at it could be that it was during this period of time. So it could be that to those 2 days, the Ritva, are dependent on this Nakuda. And then Taisuk Zan said, "V'im Toimer Ma Yetziboy Dechoy V'Dumu LeShomer LeShei Matza Dechoshen Al Lifnei Iver Yesh Loimar." So Taisuk says there are two separate issues over here in terms of the alertness of the baker when it comes to matza. One is he careful? Is he watching it? Shmira that it doesn't become chometz. And the other is that it was asiya, it was shomer l'shei matzah. In other words, when we talk about matzah shmura, right? So we're talking about shomer minachimutz. We're talking about that somebody is watching to make sure that doesn't chametz. Right? That means, so that's the machlekes of matzah shmura is a misnomer. All our matzah is matzah shmura. Why? Because the din, the machlekes is, do we require shmira mishas lisha or shmira mishas ktsira? All matzah requires shmira that shouldn't become chametz. We paskin, the shmira begins bishas lisha. Once the dough is kneaded, so then you have to continuously knead the dough. You cannot stop kneading it up, because the moment you stop, then you have to make sure that 18 minutes don't pass. Or that the dough doesn't rise to become to have some of the simonim of chametz. That's shmira shmira michimutz mishas lisha. And then every single matzah that is kosher can be boxed, could have a brand name with no Hebrew writing on it, just kosher. That has to be shmira mishas lisha. What we call matzah shmura is when we are machmir for the shitas that say, the Rishonim who say, whom we don't paskin like, that it should be Shomer Mishas Ksira. And that's when you have the boxes that are have all that's different, that are unless they be writing on it, look fancy, look different stamps on it, names on it. Was that?
The strings.
With the string, yeah. So those, that's when it says, and if you look carefully, it says, Shmura Mishas Ksira. All right? Then there's another din, and that is that the that there's a chumra that the matzah that we use for Lel Seder should be Shomer L'Shem Matzah. So Tosfos is saying, what is L'Shem over here? Dilma L'Shomer L'Shem Matzah. He says, good, and if you're medayik in the Gemara says in this Braisa, Matzah's kuti muteres, v'odnum yetz v'dechevos v'pesach. It's two halachis. Matzah kuti muteres. It's not chometz. It's shomer mishum chitza. V'odnum yetz v'dechevos v'pesach, and has the shmira l'shem matzah. So the Tosva says, so how do I know when we say this braisa is saying according to Shmuel Gamliel kosher? Why? Because they're muchzak, because they do matzah well, they know chametz ksiv b'teira. So Tosva says, fine that they do matzah well, but what about the old problem of lifnei iver? What are they in their manos? Right? Again, our sugya is a sugya primarily of their manos of akuti. Then the sugya of Dalam and Aleph, right? The sugya until you get to Dalam and Aleph, the sugya is all about how to confer their manos on it. Why to confer? Because he doesn't have lifnei iver. According to Rashi, it means he doesn't have erech on the misurin. Then, in Dal and Aleph, we get into the nitty-gritty of exactly what was the Kuti doing for himself. And we discuss the Kuti test. The Kuti test is that that we ask him to eat it so that we don't have to be Seimech on Lifnei. We're not Seimech on Ne'monos, right? So now I have a piece of matzah. If I give the Kuti to the matzah, it's not a Sholem anymore, right? So I can't give the kuti the matzah. So how do I know? So our Gemara, our Tanum are all discussing whether a kuti, the observance of the kuti. But Tosfos says, but what does that do for me? So he observed the mitzvah matzah. But if he boxes it, if he has a yesim in nechnas, okay, I don't need a brisa for that. If he's a omer love, don't need a brisa for that. So I'm talking about, I don't have nechnas v'yotze. I have a box which says mafias kuti, right? They charge less than the bakers in Yerushalayim Neva. And they have to have some gimmick, right? So they charge less kutim, right? All right, or it's a support the Gary Emmers campaign, whatever it is. But the kutim are selling the matzah. So, fine, I can say they're good. They're, Shimon Galil says they keep every mitzvah gemal. All right, that's equal. But we know they don't have lifnei iver, so what's to stop them from putting a tzedel on it, saying, it's kosher. So Tosfos says, right, and the kuti test he can't do. So Tosfos says, V'yishlam g'goyin dekimlon v'shur, de'ein l'kuti matzah cheres, sh'yuchal lot seiz bo yidei choyvose. He's in a chanami. If a box kuti matzah, you would not be able to buy. They can't sell it open. It's only if you are by the kuti and you see it's his matzah. And there's no other matzah. He doesn't have access to the matzah. Right? Because it has to be similar to us, Kaiteya, Rachel, Shalachamayan. Right? And this has to be similar. So you have to know how you're going to say, over here we can have the matzah, we can have the chickens under the cape, and you pull out one piece, right? so we can work it out and make sure there's no siman on it. How are you going to create that level of vados when it comes to the matzah? So Tosfos says it must be that you go into their home and they only have three matzahs. And there aren't any of the matzahs. And you take one of those matzahs. So the Berakhos Avraham points out the following. He says, I forget if it's in our sugya or he says, and this is the Akasha on the Kuti Tes Bechlau. He said, what happened to Loisana Verbeacha Eid Shaker? Also Poskim Chumash. So when we ask him, Befem Mole, it's one thing, okay, if he boxes it, maybe there's no Eidos there. Right? Why don't we just say, Sherlin, bring him in, ask him straight, did you do Shehiya Groma? Ask him straight. Say a statement. He had in mind the Shei Matzah Olam. Well, if the Iver, he doesn't have. Because if the Iver could mean he holds, don't put a piece of wood in front of an Iver. But who said lift the Iver means don't trip somebody else up? That's the Rechaz. I'll explain that. But Loisana Recha Eid Shaker. That's the Chaposuk. So what's the Teretz?
They don't have the name of Eid Achad and Misery. So they
won't
really be considered
an Eid here. Oh, so the correct, it must, that they will point out which the Berakhos Avraham says should be a raya for us as well, that Loisana Recha Eid Shaker is only by Eidos, only by Eidos of two Eidim. The Lagabe Eid Echa Nem Misurin, there's no din of Loisana Recha Eid Shaker. It means Eidos with Beisdin. Eidos, which you mean, Moisi Moment. Eidos that you can. Maybe Eidos that you can have a Shvuan, Eid Echa. Eidos that you can be matir dinei erva. Says the Berakhos Avraham that this is an important raya or akasha to a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that by legabi exactly the Chaim said it, that eid echad beisurin is also subject to leisan evrecha eid shaker. So it's a very difficult minchas chinuch. Because Pashtus is that Eid Echon Nemishon is not in an Eidus. In other words, when you come to dinner in my house, right? You come to Malava Malka in my house. So I don't make an announcement that the bagels were bought at a place under the ICBC. I don't have to, and you don't have to wait till I'm Amish, eat a piece. And you don't only have to have the bagel that I took from, Shirayim. Shirayim comes from Menachas Chinuch. So we assume Eid Echa means that as long as I am indicating to you that this is kosher, right? How do I indicate? I'm putting it out. So Eid Echa and then be serving is not a din in Eidos B'chal. You don't have to be made. You don't have to say anything. Deliver it. It's good enough. I drop it off. I make it available to you. Certainly, according to the Rashi, that Eid Echa and then be serving means I understand that you're not going to be Nechshal and Lifnei Iver. So, because Avraham says that this L'chaira is a good raya against that Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is a surprising shita that says that Leisan Avrecha Eid also applies to any kind of anything that I do which is which is deceiving. Pashas Leisan Recha Eid Shaker is a din in Eidos. So the Ben Chassidim holds that since my Eidus by an Eid Echad has the ramifications of Eidus, you're allowed to eat it because of my Eidus. So that's also considered to be Leisana Rechaid. In other words, Ben Chassidim says that whenever Halacha says that my information, however you get the information from me, will yield a result that you could be Soymech on, so then I can't deceive you. And most it would seem that this Gemara is a raya against that, and that the more common approach is that the din of Leisana Recha Eishak is only by Eidus. The din of Eidach and Bisurin is a din of Lifneiver. And B'derech Klal, my obligation to be to say the emes is based on Hilchas Deis, but not based on the pace of Melachta B'drachav. Right? So that's an interesting diuk that Birkas Torah makes. Two important diuk. And one is Shitas HaTosfos of Bisus Yisrael, and the next is how far Tosfos goes, because if you think about it, what's the Metzias where I'm going to be able to give the Kuti test? All right, and then we put that the two different kinds of Mishra. Let's just make one sort of, go ahead.
In regards to, it's a bigger question also, but would we say the idea of Kvela from the seventh parak,
yeah,
that ever be able to be applied to a Kusi? I mean, because it seems like we're almost hiring them in some of these cases based on the Rishon.
My initial reaction, it would not be. It couldn't be.
Because they have different standards as opposed to a guy who...
Well, now you're saying where the din of Mar and Nafshayu applies.
Yeah.
Oh. And they're saying that there's a din that's a din of Mirtas. So Lechari would apply. Lechari could apply. Mm-hmm. If there is Mirtas, right? Kfela is, the Gemara says that a person who could lose his profession if he is caught lying, so then he has a din of Mirtas. Don't lose the profession. He would be seen as a poor professional. So then that creates enough Mirtas that it creates Nemanus. So, Lechara, that would be the Machlaikas of whether Yotze ben Nichnas is like Acher Omer al Gavav. So if you hold that we are Semech L'Gavi Kutim on Yotze ben Nichnas, that means we're Semech on Mirtas. It would be acceptable. But if you hold that they're not Semech on Mirtas, that we hold Yotze ben Nichnas is Bo Umotze Shochot, then we shouldn't be Semech on Mirtas. And then we should not be Semech on Kuti when it comes to Kfeil. Right? It goes back to Machloek, is about what degree of Yidin do you need? All right? So before we leave the sugya, I just want to point out something that we worked on this morning. So again, just to take a step back at the sugya. So we're going to have another sugya of Kuti coming up, so we'll have to be able to pull all this together. We have learned so far, the several stages in the development of the Kuti, okay? And we are, so far, I've said that all our sugyas are Kuti Geri Emesei. Because Geri Royes would mean that they're not Jewish. So there wouldn't be anything to get a sugya, wouldn't start. The Geri Emes. So why is this Geri Emes different than any other Geri Emes? And that's because, according to Roy Rishonim, because the Navi says that they didn't fully, that they accepted Kola Terakula, and they also maintained their pagan practices. So, even though apparently if you hold, even though their gerus was chal, but apparently we know that they weren't odut b'mitzvahs. So, and certainly if you hold like Tosfos, that there was a second stage of gerei emes. So apparently, and we know that later on, the kutim slipped. We know that when it comes to Baal Sheni, they were not fully committed to us. And we know that later on, they found the Avodah Zarah by him. All right? So kutim have this parsha where Chazal did not confer upon them, what's the nafkamina, whether they, how firm they were. No, for the Shidduch resume. All right, so that's important. Okay, but why did Chazal make a din? So apparently, Arsu, you're saying that we had to know where they're holding legabe, whether we can be samech on them. Do they have them monos of Eidecha? Did they become a regular ger emes? Gets them monos of Eidecha right away, because as long as he knows the dinim. But kutim, the Gemara is discussing whether they have nemonos of Eidecha. So our Gemara says, no, they do not get implicitly the nemonos of Eidecha. Rashi says, because at some point there was a slippage and they started dropping Torah Shebaal Peh. So Memele, they didn't lift the Iver. Right? Could be that they never fully got the Cheskas Yehudi. But that's our issue is the nemonos issue. So the Sugyan Gimel Amud Beis, no, the Sugyan Gimel Amud Aleph is conferring upon them Nemonos through different tools. All right, that's how the Sugya begins. Amir Al Gaba, Yitzim Nechnas, and the Kuti test. All right, now, out of that we developed an understanding as to how we evaluate Yitzim Nechnas. Kuti was just the background to figure out this Nekuti Yisim and Nechnas, which is all over. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss on Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara goes on to discuss the how should we formulate it? When does the Kuti test make sense? Right. In order for the Kuti test to work, I have to know where they're holding in their Shemiras HaMitzvahs. Right? For Oymid Al Gabav, I gotta know, it's just, am I watching or not watching? Yosef and Nicholas is Mirtas. The Kuti test means I'm watching them do their mitzvah. The way they do their mitzvah, that can confer them on us. Okay? So the Gemara in Daven Aleph describes to us how far we go in establishing the Kuti test. That when you can give him a piece of meat from the same behemoth as Gavalik. If not, you have to make sure that he's not in his own mind figuring this is the kosher bird, but the four are not kosher birds. How far you have to get? Be choishish that maybe he's going to have one bird that he shechted properly. Okay, but then the Gemara says, but the Kuti test is assuming that he knows the mitzvahs. He knows the din of Shi and Agrama. So that's what our Gemara says, when we have to evaluate the observance of the Kuti. So Rashi says, why are we caring about evaluating the Kuti, observance of the Kuti? So Rashi formulates beautifully, once again, we only want to know the observance of the Kuti, whether we can be Seimech on him. That's the Gemara, Rashi says it, that the fact that they are Muchzak, is there chazaka of being from, putting it crudely, Is that chazaka good enough for to give me nemons? Right? So that's our sugya. So our sugya says Velita Meich. Our sugya says, well, once something is kosher b'tara, you're good with it. Right? Lifnei Iver, the way we understand that is not kosher b'tara. The way we understand Lifnei Iver is different than Mamash Mefurish b'tara. But So Gemara says, one second, but if that's the case, v'zavachta mibkorcha mitzvenach is a kosa b'tara, but shehiya drosa chalona grom v'hikur is not kosa b'tara. So the Gemara says, keiman echziku bo, echziku bo. Once they buy into a parsha, l'chor, that means they take the whole parsha. So as long as the parsha is ksuva b'tara, they understood his brother Dover. They understand that mizavachta massive etershim alpeh construct. Lifneiver lichit mirshal. There's no reason to assume that there is a tereshim alpeh that changes the din. So they can say it's what's written is don't trip up an iver. Maybe you want to be marchivit. Okay. Don't trip up cheirish, right? But who said that lifnei iver means iver b'mitzvahs? Who said it's kiruv? Who said it's ruchni? Who said it's giving bad advice? That's not what's kosher b'Torah. It says v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So that means there's a Torah Sheval Peh. That's mufurish b'krov the Torah Sheval Peh. So when it comes to the kevan d'chzikubu, right now, how to interpret this line is going to be a machlekes, right? Is the emphasis on once they follow a dover kosev b'teira, or is the emphasis kevan d'achzikubu? What's the nakuda? Is the nakuda don't worry about it, it's kosev b'teira, or is the nakuda don't worry about it, they are doing the mitzvah? Kevan d'achzikubu, achzikubu. Hachanami kevan d'achzikubu, achzikubu. So Rashi says, it means, what's achziku, achziku? Kevan achziku behu, since they are muksuk in doing the mitzvah, achziku behu, they are muksuk in being their money for the mitzvah. Right? So, we can be soymech on the fact that they're doing the mitzvah properly. Hachanami kevan achziku, achziku. Ve'ichzuk, v'loy ichzuk v'deloy ksiva tandoi. So the Gemara, the Rashi's pshat is the Gemara saying, and whether we can be seimech on their chazor, ichzuk their muchzuk in the midst. V'loy ichzuk, are we going to be seimech on the fact that they are muchzuk in the midst? Yes, it's the issue of nemonos. Will we use the Kuti test? To the fact that he's a Kuti and Kutim have accepted Shechita. So there we say, that's, L'chor is saying that's Kosev HaTorah. So once they're Muchzuk on this mitzvah, so we can be Soy Mechanal Chazaka. Okay? So far so good. But what about Bidulai Kasiva? So that is a Machlai Kasana. Alright? That's how the Sugya could end over here. When it's Kosu Bataira, so then we can, their Ne'monos, their Shmiras HaMitzvahs establishes Ne'monos. For a regular miyuchas, right? That was the term before they had FFPs, they were called miyuchas, right? So for regular miyuchas or a ger emes, so then the din was, he comes from a mitzvah, he gets them on us. A ger emes, gets them honest. However you learn pshat, easiest way, they're mitzuvin lifneiver. Of course they're going to have them honest. A little bit of a deeper pshat, it's their cheskas, they establish a certain cheskas kashrus. The kuti doesn't have the nemonos of Eidechon. So now the Gemara says, once you've exhausted Oymer al-Gabav and Yosef and Nichnas, so we can use their observance as a source for nemonos. Our Gemara is mechadish that. That's by Kosev B'Torah. Okay. Now, what about B'Deloi Kosev B'Torah? Does their observance of the mitzvah establish nemonos for us? So Gemara says, that's a machlokes tana. Why? So surprisingly, the Gemara says that the kavona, the shmira mechimutz, is not kosev b'tera. The shame matz is not kosev b'tera. So again, we are refining the sugya. All of the psulei shchita kosev b'tera, but shmir mitam chimutz is not kosev b'tera. In other words, hezra dover. The way I would suggest, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, clearly the Torah is saying there's a Torah shebal peh over here. So you can't read the Chumash without saying there are halachas that are being referred to over here. V'zavachta without a Torah means nothing. But when the Torah says have matzah, so you have a matzah, the Ashkenazi matzah, a Sfarish matzah, so maybe a Spanish matzah, which is a fluffier. No? All right. 18 minutes, 19 minutes. It's not bread. It didn't rise. But you're going to tell me this whole Torah Shebal Peh, that if you have flour and water together, and the dough becomes puffy and it begins to crack, that's chametz. Going to tell me that you have to have a machshava b'shas hefok subatara? That's like siva. So our Gemara says you should know, but the like siva, does their observance affect our observance? Give them nemonos. All right. The Gemara says that's the machlokes tanon, right? And now the Gemara presents a three-way machlokes. Tanakama says matzah kuti muteres onam yitzvah chavos bePesach. Rabbi Lader oiser, it's chometz, and then we discuss whether you can have it lil seder. You can't have it any one day of Pesach. Ashbagoimer kol mat kol mitzvah shechziku vokutim harve medakta yeshe misra. Right? So l'chayra, there is a machlokes about whether, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it sounds like kosov or eina kosov doesn't matter. All that matters is how they observe the mitzvah. And Rabbi Lozer is saying, doesn't matter kosov or kosov, they'll never satisfy us. Right? They're not poki. Kuti tes will never work. Right? L'chor is a little bit confusing, because the Gemara should have said that the kuti test and the top of the omen is machlokes tanon. And the argument is saying, no, this machlekes tanom is on the heicha de leik siva. So you read Rashi carefully, so Rashi points out V'lav haynu tanoi d'omer le'el adem haskona d'milsa. V'haynu tanoi d'le'el tanakam reshvat. Rashi points out, and read Rashi carefully, that there is a three-way machloikas in the Braisa. The machloikas of Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel, and the machloikas of Rabbi Elazar versus Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi points out that the machloikas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that is whether the observance of a kuti can ever be trusted. Lav hainu tanoi. This is not what we're talking about. Right? Melozer oiser afilu ichzigba. The einem bekim the duke mitzvus. If shemilu oim also named ichzuk in leichzuk lei. Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Gamliel, their machlekes is, Rabbi Elazar says, they can never satisfy us. We will never be semech ana, because they're not bokei mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar says there is no such thing as a kuti test. Right? Doesn't work. Rabbi Shem Gamliel says, they can satisfy us, as long as they're muchzuk in the mitzvah. So Rashi says, that is not the machlekes that I'm referring to. That is a machloikis, and our sugya has rejected Rabbi Elazar, because we have this kuti test. Whether it's the giving the kuti to eat, whether it's the bird, of Tosis's kuti test that makes the matzah in the. So Rabbi Elazar is not bechlal in our sugya. Our sugya is a Rashbag sugya. But the Gemara said that it is a machloikis to know. Heichad like Siva. So Tosis Rashi says, no. That is the machlekes Tanakam of Shimon Gamliel. V'hainu Tanoi d'Liel. So let's read this. Matzah v'chol d'damyule d'chsive samchina n'alayu bein ichzuk bein loy ichzuk. Rashi says the maskon of the sugya is that matzah v'chod d'umyelo d'chsiva samchin and alayu came in the ichzuk bein lo ichzuk u'deloy k'siva loy samchin and alayu v'afilu ichzuk. Tanakama holds it all has to do with kosov. If it's kosov v'atayr, if it's like shechita, Kosev Atayra, then we're going to be Semech and Lakuti. Right? Whether the Kutim Bachlal are doing the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah, doesn't matter. Udaloi Ksiva, loi Semechin Alayu. And if it's not Mufurish, no matter how much the Kutim do, we're not going to be Semech. Rulaz and Savar. Afilu ksiva v'ichzuk leisem chin alayim. Right? The Malaza says they can do everything. Kosev b'Torah and muchzuk. Tanakama said ksiva. The Malaza says never. Rashbag samar kol mitzvah shechziku achmagab leksiva. He says only chazaka. Ksiva is not the issue. And he says, "V'hayu tanoi d'liel tanakam reshvak." And the tanom that we're referring to, as the machlokes that we were looking for, after we settled the shechita, right? That's tanakam reshvak. When the Gemara says over here, v'ichzuk v'ichzuk b'dolei k'siva, that's tanoi. Kevan d'ichzuk v'hu achziku, when it comes to v'ik, he said, the Gemara says, mi k'sivan, Elokeven dechzik vuchzikavu. Hachanami keven dechzik vuchzikavu. Veirzik vlo yirzik bedeloy kasiva. Tanoi. Sounds like from the Gemara that Shechita is Kosov Umuchzuk. Everybody holds that that's good, except for Lozer. Right? Now we want to know Heicha Deloik Siva. If Chazaka helps. So Lozer says, so Tanakama says, no, I need Kosov. If Lozer says, nothing will help. Tanakama will say the Kuti test will work, but Tosus's Mata test will not work. And Beloza says nothing will work. And Shem Gamliel will say that the Mishnah's the Tanom's Kuti test work and Tosus's Mata test works. Why? Because it's all about Muchzuk. It's not about Kosov and not Kosov. But again, all of this is in the context of conferring Nemonos on the Kuti. When do we confer Nemonos on the Kuti? Ulla says, you don't. Tanakama says, yes, Lagabe, the Shechita, because that's considered Kosher B'Teira. And Rabbi Shmuel says, whenever we see that they are observing the mitzvah. L'chayra, the Tanakhama is saying is that the overall shita of the kutim is what confirms nemonos. And Shemuel says, no, it's the on-the-ground practice of the kutim which determines the nemonos. The overall shita is that kosev Torah they're keeping. And the Rav Shmuel says that it's the observable observance which establishes nemonos. The way I would understand it is legabe geri emes is the nemonos conferred because they're kabbalas on mitzvahs. Or is their monos established because of their shmiras and mitzvahs? So by ger emes, they have both. By kuti, so what's the nakuda? What confers their monos? So if Pen Tanakama holds, it's the kabbalas and mitzvahs. So the overall sheet of the kutim is eichan deksiva. And the Rav Shmuel said, no, it's the shmiras and mitzvahs which confers their monos. L'gamayas. Right? So I had a lot of trouble with this Rashi. We looked at it in the basement this morning, so I wanted to make sure that we all focus on this, read it carefully, just to get to the, so to nail down the Sugya Mamish line by line, Shita by Shita, and if it's in tomorrow, we'll go by it in the next Sugya. Okay? Time to, I would say leave the Kuta, but they're going to come again at that time.